H, mate, how are you?
I'm good, man, I'm good. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good, mate. Thank you very much for asking. I have seen an amazing video of you performing at the DMB All-Stars, and it honestly looks absolutely incredible, mate. I've got a question. When you're performing something, a brand new track like that, do you feel a little bit more nervous compared to when you're performing something like Bust Down? Is there, you know, is there a different feeling that comes with it, or are you like, all guns blazing, let's go for this?
That track specifically, because it was like the first time performing a drum and bass track. So that was a little bit like, oh, okay, we've got to be on point here.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, no, it was all good. The vibe was there anyway. I was in the hometown. Boo was on the decks anyway. It was live. So to be honest with you, no, it was all good. It was stress-free.
What are you looking for, like when you're dropping a brand new track like that in a place like that on your home turf? Are you looking for people to be singing along? Because that'd be quite hard. But like, you know, looking for like arms, dancing, raving, eye contact. Like, what are your go-to signs that you've done a good job?
You know what? Surprisingly, just off the back of the clip that we posted before the song came out, quite a lot of people knew some of the words, to be fair. It's pretty mad.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, just vibes, man. Smiles, that's what you want to see. You want to see smiles. Anything else after that's a bonus.
What did you hear rapping or singing back to you?
The hook. They was loving the hook straight away. As soon as the first hook came round, they was onto it.
Oh, mate, it's such a sick track. I love the sample in it. Is that down to you?
It's not, that's all Boo. That's all Boo's master plan. You know what I mean? He already had that beat when I came in the studio. That was literally the first beat he played me. And I was just like, yeah, let's do it. Don't even play me no more. We're doing this one.
Just straight on it. You knew it was going to be good.
Yeah, 100%. The vibe was just there straight away. I felt like it was perfect for the both of us.
Did you feel like it was trickier or that any kind of more added pressure? Because you've done the Ashanti Baby track and that was one of my favourites, I think. And actually a track that a lot of people in my life came to recognise you with. Did you feel like, damn, I've got to do it again over a really good sample?
You know what, yeah. You've just got to make the right little moves. It's hard, isn't it, when you're sampling something. You have to do it justice, of course. Like if you discredit the tune somehow, then it's a bit peak. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't say pressure, but like I've met Damon Albarn before, so I was kind of comfy about it. I was kind of like, hopefully I'm still in his good books from the one time that I met him, and he'll like the song.
Did he know you were doing it?
He didn't know we was doing it as we was making it, but when it came to trying to release it, then obviously we had to go through them anyway to clear it, so he loved it, yeah.
Oh, sick. I mean, I guess that's a good bit of confidence behind the track as well for you. Was there anything in your mind that, you know, having done Ashanti and Baby where you're like, you know, you've got a little tip for yourself when you say to do it good?
Not really, you know, but you know what? If I'm totally honest, yeah, it wasn't making the song. It wasn't even in my mind. It wasn't even like a thought about it. I was more so kind of in the mindset of, let me not like come over and do this drum and bass stuff and like people start thinking, oh no, what is he doing? I was more on that vibe more so than worrying about the sample at the time.
Was you?
Yeah. So, like, yeah, I was comfy anyway, but like, it was just one of them. It was just like, I've got to come correct either way, whether there's a sample on it or not, because this is maybe the first time some core DMB fans have actually took me in, you know what I mean?
And I'm guessing there's been quite a warm welcome because it did go off.
Yeah, 100%. It seems like a much more as one loving community than the rap game.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about Kilimanjaro?
Oh yeah, man, it was good, man. It was really good. It was an amazing experience. We raised a lot.
Have you already
of money.
Done it?
Yeah, we've done it. We're back home now. It's finished.
Oh my god, mate, I didn't even realise.
Yeah, man.
When did you climb it?
We climbed it at the start of this month. I can't remember when we got back on like the 10th of February or something like that, but Yeah, it was mega, man. We really enjoyed it. It was a good experience.
Oh, mate, that's incredible. I was reading today, some people just may not be great at geography. One, it's a dormant volcano in Tanzania.
Yeah.
And it's the highest mountain in Africa and the highest freestanding mountain above sea level.
Yes, sir.
So you went for a big one.
Went for a big one. We don't do no messing about.
No, absolutely not. Was there any training beforehand, like any kind of Bear Grylls kind of stuff?
You can't really train for it, if I'm honest. In terms of like physical fitness, that's not really the biggest problem. It's more like altitude and stuff like that, and people getting altitude sickness and whatnot, which you can't really train for. You just got to go for it and hope for the best. And like, I think there was a group of 18 of us all together, and overall, 11 of us got to the top.
No, what happened?
Everyone's back down safe. It's just that altitude that just affects different people differently. And the nurse wouldn't let certain people go on.
Was there a point where you were feeling a little bit like, I'm not sure about this?
No, do you know what? I got quite lucky. I was all right in terms of altitude sickness and whatnot, and that kind of thing affecting me. For me, it was more like just the mental side of things. Just like not getting no sleep at night in a cold tent, and then having to wake up, eat not the best food you've ate in your life, you know what I mean? And then...
Oh, tell me, what was the food? Is it like airport food?
Nah, it was better than I first thought it was going to be before we got there. But it was just a lot of like... It's tactical food. Like one night, obviously, we just must have needed hella carbs, and we were just eating mash and pasta. Like just spaghetti. Just plain spaghetti and just plain mash. It was a bit, yeah, it was one of them.
That is not a combo that I would recommend to anyone, like, ever, at all.
Yeah, no, neither.
You actually did this for Down Syndrome Association, which is amazing. I know it's close to you and your family's heart. How much money did you get to? I've heard that you have surpassed the target, but I'll let you talk about the actual figure that you got to.
Yeah, I believe, I've not checked for a while, if I'm honest with you, but I believe we raised around 160 grand. It might be higher than that now.
Mate, that's incredible.
Yeah, man, we smashed it, man. It was unreal. The support's been good, man.
I mean, that's like double the target. I've heard the target was like 70 grand.
Yeah, I think the target was 70 grand, yeah, so we smashed it.
I do need to ask, it says some of your family, friends and team went. How was that pitch to said people? How did that go?
Do you know what? Yeah, everyone was super down for it straight away.
You're joking.
Yeah. It was like, there weren't really no second thoughts, really. Unless people had the second thoughts when they went home alone and started panicking. But other than that, in terms of when it was in front of everyone else, no one had a problem.
Mate, I was imagining like just turning around to my brother and being like, do you want to climb Kilimanjaro? Him just being like, absolutely not. There's no way.
Yeah, do you know what? And obviously, we had a certain amount of slot. At first, it was obviously just me and my dad, and then we had a certain amount of slots, so we also picked people wisely. We didn't bother asking people who we knew wouldn't, you know what I mean? But everyone loved it. Everyone's saying it's one of, if not the best experience ever.
Oh,
so,
amazing.
Yeah, all smiles.
How was the feeling when you got to the top?
Unreal, but then you think, we've got to get back down.
Yeah, how long does getting down take? Is that like another couple of, weeks?
It's like, nah, it's like two days, kind of.
Oh, that's not too bad. What's the next mountain up from that? Do you reckon that's on your list?
I don't want to see no pair of hiking boots mountain equipment ever again in my life.
Well, mate, before you go, just very quickly, this is a brand new chapter for yourself. There's something in the works. I'm not allowed to mention it. It's very top secret. But if you could just let me know what's going on in two words and a sound, that'd be great.
Two words and a sound?
Two words and a sound.
I'm going to say, hang on, because you made me think about this now. I'm going to go. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
That's one word, yeah? I'm going to say...
Yeah, that...
I'm going to say... Bars.
Mm-hmm.
And the noise is... The noise is silence.
Okay. Ooh, mysterious.
Rebirth and bars. Silence.